Welcome, guys, to the first episode in hopefully a long stint of podcasts. This one will be pretty raw, just purely for the fact that I haven't actually done any podcasts in the past. But we're going to give it a go. We're going to try it out. We will be known as the Bunny Nation podcast, just from my streaming. We are known as the Bunny Nation as a community, and I'd like to keep that kind of going throughout my podcasts as well. This is just going to really be an add-on to what we sometimes do, in relation to the whole podcasting, the streaming, the other communities with regards to the pond streaming communities where we do charity events to obviously support charities that we believe in. So this is just going to be something to add on to all of that that we already do. And I think the Bunny Nation just makes it feel more like home for people that are already part of the Bunny Nation. And hopefully anybody new who starts listening to the podcasts comes and joins us on mixer.com/Crichtons to get to know us a lot better. And it will just mean that you'd be part of that community as well. If not, enjoy the podcasts. That is all I hope from this, is that people enjoy the conversations. They will be my opinions. They will be my feel towards the subject that I talk about. But it doesn't mean that it's correct. Doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means it's my thoughts on it. It's my opinion on it. So I like to get that out, and I will probably do that on every single podcast, is I will mention that. That these thoughts, feelings are mine, and hopefully they reflect a lot of people's thoughts and feelings. But just because it's not the same as your feelings and thoughts doesn't mean that you're wrong, doesn't mean that I'm wrong, doesn't mean you're right, doesn't mean I'm right. You know, this is the whole point of people's thoughts and feelings, is their own, they're individual, and just sometimes we all have the same. So, you know, don't get annoyed or angry or anything like that. But do give me feedback if you have any feedback. Or if you have some ideas of things you'd like me to talk about, by all means, throw those to me as well. You can DM me, or for anyone that doesn't know the DM, the direct messaging, just message me on Twitter, and it's at Crichtons. So yeah, anyone who's not familiar with the abbreviation DM, it's just a direct message or a private message to me on Twitter. So guys, our first subject that we're going to talk about today is one that myself and Mrs. Crichtons has spoken about over the time that we've known each other. Not a lot, but you know, it's come up on occasion, and I will put it out there on occasion. Because it hasn't been like every few months or every year or anything like that. It's just when the subject comes up because something has been said or we see something, we're like, yeah, it's still going on. And that's wolf whistling. I know there's a lot of people that are like probably listening to this going, yeah, you know, love it. It's wrong. Stop you right there. I know I said at the beginning that my thoughts and feelings are mine, but wolf whistling at someone is not right. It's just not. And I will explain why. And hopefully my thoughts on it will make you realize that what you were doing is kind of wrong as well. Firstly, doing that, whether you're female or male or, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. You're basically becoming an animal and treating that other person as a piece of meat. Okay. A lot of you are probably going, yeah, so where's this any different to me going, woohoo, you know, I'm loving it. Where's that gonna change my feelings? Okay. Now put yourself in a position where you're with your mates and you're all having a laugh and you see a pretty lady, walking along the street. Now I'm going to say it in male, female, because that's where the majority of wolf whistling happens. It is a male wolf whistling at a female. It does happen the other way around as well, but not as often. Definitely not as often. It still happens. And neither of them are right. So I do want to get that out there. Wolf whistling to anyone, in my opinion, is not right. So we're going to use male, female pretty much throughout this just to get the idea out of why. So picture yourself in that scenario. You're out with your mates. You see a pretty lady on the other side of the road walking towards you. Instantly, some of your mates are starting to get riled up about it and like, yeah, look at this pretty lady coming along. Oh my God, you know. And they start commenting on their appearance. That's fine. Give good feedback to a person. You know, give them a high by saying, "Oh my God, you're beautiful," you know, things like that. That's fine. But now you're coming towards that person. You couldn't see her clearly. You could just see, you know, she was a very beautiful girl, or sorry, rephrase that, very beautiful woman coming towards you. Some of your mates start wolf whistling. Others get involved. They start nudging you. They get you involved. As that person is going past you or coming closer to you, you've been wolf whistling at them. And then it dawns on you. That sinking feeling. That feeling of, oh my God, I'm going to get sick. When the person that's walking towards you was your sister. Now what do you do? Now what do you feel? You've just treated your sister like an object. An object that, at that precise moment in time, was an object that you had the feeling in yourself that you had that ability to desire however you wished because they meant nothing. But now that you realize that someone close to you, that feeling is going to be completely different. So why do we do it? Why do we do it to a complete and utter stranger? And I know that some of you are probably going to be talking about, well, there's women that enjoy that. You know, they take pride of being wolf whistled at. They don't. They may go, oh, hi guys, oh, thanks, woo. Deflection. The majority of those are going to be deflecting the situation. Their heart rate is probably sky high. They're probably trying to get away from that situation as quickly as they physically can without paying any more attention to what you're paying to them because they feel awkward in that scenario. Also, how would your grandmother feel if they were near you and you were doing that? You know, you were walking along with your grandmother and you were wolf whistling across to a girl, sorry, a lady, a woman, a female. I'm pretty sure most of our grandmothers would clip us around the back of the ear. And we'd get a clip around the back of the head, clip around the ear. Because it's like, respect that lady over there. And that's how they would, because that's how they were brought up. And they brought our parents up to bring us up in that same frame. We get distracted because we want to be part of a group, friends, who do these things. And sometimes instead of sticking up for the person that's feeling awkward and the person that feels overwhelmed by the fact that they're outnumbered and they feel nervous, anxious, that you could actually stick up for these. And if you didn't, you feel like, well, if I stick up for them, I'm not going to be part of this group. And if I don't, I'm letting them get away with this. And I don't feel it's right. So you have to make that decision of, Is how you've been brought up more important than the people that call you their friend? Because if the person that calls you their friend is a friend, they will respect the fact that you don't want to be in their presence while they're doing things like this. When you're thinking of all of these things that you're doing, think of the fact that if this was happening, say to, for example, to a female who was going past the same place or places every day, and this was happening on a daily basis. Most of us suffer from some sort of mental health issue, anxiety, depression, stress, loads of other things. So imagine how that person feels on a daily basis before they even leave their house, before they leave work. How they're feeling knowing that they've got to go past this one spot, this one set area, that they're going to be wolf whistled at. They're going to be treated like an object. They're going to be treated like a piece of meat. That anxiety level must be through the roof when this happens on a regular basis. Because I know for a fact myself, if I'm a grown ass man, and if I go towards a group of teenagers that are in a big group, no matter how much I can stick up for myself, it's intimidating to be around loud masses, loud groups, because you're not just facing one on one. You're facing one on however many people are there if you had to defend yourself. So, putting it in the context of a female walking past someone that is intimidating them, because that's what you're doing, wolf whistling. You're intimidating that person. You may think it's charming and, you're going to get a lady go, "Oh my God, I'm going to marry that guy who's there." No, it's not going to happen. And if it does, you're one damn lucky guy and you need to make sure that you treat that lady like the princess and the queen that she is, because for you to treat her like that at the beginning and she still decided to marry you, that, yeah, just put a ring on it, make sure it stays there, and make sure you do everything in your damned hardest to make sure she does not leave you, because that is respect. In my eyes, I respect that person because they've seen past your ignorance and they've still decided, you know what? That person, I believe, is a better person than what they're showing here. So damn right I give them absolute respect. As long as you, as the person they've then chosen after doing that, respects them by making sure that you treat them the way that they're meant to be treated, like a human being. So, we could go on about this subject for forever. We could go on for it for hours, but this is going to be a short little podcast. All I want you to kind of basically do when you see this sort of thing happening, if you see it happening, confront it. If it's someone you know, if it's someone that's around you, confront it. If it's a lady that's near you who's going through this, maybe shout over to them, hey, oh, it's been a while since I've seen you. Distract those other people of going, oh, okay, there's a guy there with them. That might help. And then when you get close enough to the lady, just be like, look, I heard them doing the wolf whistle and I just thought, giving you a shout and stuff to pretend that I knew you might kind of help and kind of distract it and kind of get you away from the area. Explain to the person why you did it. And I'm pretty sure 99% of the time you're going to get it. Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. If it's someone you know that's doing it, confront them. Ask them why they're doing it. Be like, why did you do that? Why are you doing that? Would you like someone else to do that to your sister? Would you like them to do it to your mom, to your aunt, to your grandma, to any female that is close to you? Would you like that to be happening to them? And anyone with self-respect for the loved ones is going to turn around to you and go, no, I wouldn't want it to be done to someone that I love and respect my sister's aunts, you know, relative basically, or really close friends or partners or whatever it may be. If they say that, which they should, then you say, well, why are you doing it to this person? Why? They're a human being. Why are you treating them like this? Why are you treating them like an object? A piece of meat. Get them to think of their actions. We have probably gone through quite a lot, you know. Each individual one of us have probably gone through quite a lot over the last year, let alone our lifetime so far. Let's try and make little changes. Let's not rely on others to make those changes when we feel that things that are going on in the world shouldn't be going on. Let's start with the little things. And the little thing, which is just one word, the one little thing that we can do as human beings to then change everything else, is for us to have this one little word embedded in our systems, embedded in our brain, our heart, every feeling of our human body, respect. Let's get that respect to each other, and everything else will roll along with it. Everything else will fall into place. Everything else will make total sense if we are respecting each other. Without respect, we end up as we are. We end up hating each other. We end up not wanting to go out because we feel intimidated, not wanting to do things because we're scared, not wanting to go out in the dark because we're scared. It escalates beyond just one little thing. It chews away and eats away at you, and you know, the respect for each other means that that should never happen, because if you respect everyone and everyone respects you, why would you ever feel like you can't go out? Because you know anyone that you pass, they're going to respect you. So they're not going to want to wolf whistle at you. They're not going to want to shout any abusive stuff at you because they respect you. So that one word is the word, let's make it the word of today and of this podcast and future going forward, respect. So with that in mind, guys, this is the end of the podcast. Hopefully we will have more. I don't know if it's going to be on a weekly basis, fortnightly basis, monthly basis. I don't know what it's going to be. Hopefully I'll get some feedback on this in relation to what you thought of it. If not, I'll do another one. And whenever you feel like you want to give feedback or suggestions as to what you want me to talk about, we'll take it from there. If you feel that you would like to have a weekly one, then I'll try and do a weekly podcast. If you want a monthly one, I'll try and do that. You know, whatever it seems to be that everyone listening to the podcast are feeling. There's no point in overwhelming you with a whole load of them and no one's really listening to them, because then they're in a way kind of pointless. So thank you very much, guys, for listening. I hope what we spoke about, or what I spoke about, has made you think. If nothing else, hopefully it makes you think. And it opens your eyes to what wolf whistling actually does to people. And, you know, how much it can affect someone just for that one little action that you're taking. So I hope you had a fantastic beginning of your 2019. I hope you have an amazing 2019 this year. I hope last year was as amazing as what you hope this year was, as much as you hope this year will be. I know the majority of us would have had challenges, and I hope you got through those challenges. And if you're not fully through them, I hope they're coming to the end and the challenge is almost over. Again, my DMs on Twitter, or my DM on Twitter will be open, and it's at Crichton's. So if you do wish to put in feedback or a suggestion, please do so, and I will get back to you and let you know if I can put that suggestion in place. And I will catch you all on the next available podcast. Thank you very much again, guys, for listening. I respect you all, and I hope to catch you listening to these again on the next Bunny Nation podcasts. Take it easy, guys. Bye for now.